You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
But today's topic is that you don't have to accept everyone as your teammate or as your client. And that also means that you don't have to convince everybody. You don't have to convince everyone. You don't have to close every person you encounter, especially if they don't possess the traits of someone you want to be around more, right? If someone doesn't, you know, like sometimes we get so caught up with, you know, must make money or must sell my product or whatever, that we look past some things that we usually end up regretting. Now, I've asked this question of every top earner I've ever coached in network marketing, and I asked him, I said, was there ever someone that you wish you wouldn't have recruited? 100% of them said absolutely. And so you have to understand that being an entrepreneur, part of the deal of being an entrepreneur is that you get the benefit of designing a life that you actually want. You don't have to, you know, it's just like, you know, when I've had different jobs over the years, you know, sometimes you don't often, if you have a job at least, you can't pick who you work with. You got to work with whoever's there, right? That's just the deal. You have to, you know, see Susie in accounting every day, whether you like it or not. You have to deal with Phil in human resources, whether you like it or not. You can't choose. You're not a lifestyle engineer. You have to deal with the deck of cards you were dealt, and you know, and that's just it. As an entrepreneur, you get to choose. You can choose. I don't have to accept, and we don't. I don't have to accept every person that applies for coaching. And when I was actively building a network marketing business, which I'm no longer, we more serve and train the industry as a whole. Often there would be people that I just determined I don't want to recruit them. I don't really want to see them at conventions. I don't want to, you know, have to, you know, hang with them, right? And that's not to be mean, you know. I'll give you a scenario. So yesterday, we actually broke another record yesterday. We broke a record on Thursday. On Thursday, we broke our Facebook reach record, and we reached 2.6 million people in 1 week, right? Just awesome. And then yesterday we broke another record in that we did our free coaching Friday, and the reach on that free coaching Friday, the Facebook Live that we did yesterday, it reached 505,000 people. It's just crazy. I mean, it's just nuts. And so those are two records that we've broken these last couple days. However, even though we create free content on the daily, I mean, almost every day I'm doing a blog post, I'm doing a podcast, I'm doing Facebook Live, I'm doing a Periscope, almost every day. Not everyone likes me. Not everyone likes me. Not everyone digs my style. Not everyone digs my stuff. That's okay. It's all right. And I'll give you a scenario. You know, I talked about this on Facebook on my personal profile yesterday, but I'll expand on it. I from doing that free coaching Friday yesterday, again, free coaching Friday, and, you know, there was a lady that apparently had asked a question, you know, during the Facebook Live, and there are hundreds of people asking questions. I can't answer them all, right? And, you know, she had asked a question, and by the time I went through the comments and saw that she had asked a question, which her question actually didn't really make sense, but she had asked a question, she had already gone negative. She'd already said, this wasn't helpful at all. You didn't even answer my question. Pssht. Or I don't know how that noise is made. Pssht. It was like P-F-F-F-F-F-T-T. Pssht. I guess that's the sound. I don't know. And so I'm just like, whatever, you know, it's, you can't please them all. So I responded to her and I said, you know, hey, sorry you didn't get value out of free coaching, right? That was my response. And I'm not emotionally attached to every person. You know, I'm not like the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond, right? I know not everyone loves Raymond. And that's my real name, by the way, not Ray. And then she had sent me a message, a pretty, a nasty message. And I forget what she said, but something like that Free Coaching Friday was crap or something like that. I forget. Now, I'm not mad and I'm not calling her out because I'll never say her name or anything like that. I did share it with my clients just to kind of give them that real world experience and give them like, hey, just so you know, you guys are probably getting some of this. I get it too. I realize the person is probably having a bad day. I get it, right? I get that it's not actually about me. It is about her being upset in her life. I understand that. However, doesn't mean that I have to cower to someone who would treat someone they don't know in that manner. I don't have to convert her. I don't have to say, no, I'm so sorry. I don't have to. I just don't have to. Now, I wasn't defensive or mean, or I didn't say you're an idiot. Yeah, I didn't say any of that because I just don't give it any energy. But I don't have to convince her. I don't have to sell her. I don't have to say, no, I'm really a good guy. Let me answer your question. I just don't like being around people that so easily attack other people. I mean, I get it. If you're having a bad day, I mean, shit, I have bad days. And doesn't mean I go out and attack people. It doesn't mean I go out and bash someone who's just trying to, provide some value, right? So I don't need that energy. And you don't either. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a network marketer, you're a lifestyle engineer. You get to choose. You're not stuck at the water cooler with Phil and human resources and Susie in accounting. Apologies if you're Phil or Susie in human resources or accounting. You're not stuck at the water cooler having to just work with whoever is there because someone else hired them. You get to design your life. You get to design who you get to spend time with. And I'll tell you, here's one thing I hope you understand. I hope you get this. This is going to blow you away here. If you're a trainer, if you're an educator, if you're a coach, there are more of them than there are of you. You are in more demand. If you're an educator, a coach, a trainer, you're in way more demand than simply a buyer of those services. Way more students than trainers, my man Dennis is saying. You got to understand that. That means that, I am in more demand than just, someone who buys products. I mean, I buy products too, right? I invest in myself. But there's more people that could benefit from my information. And if you're a trainer, if you're a speaker, if you're a coach, there's more people that could benefit from what you do than you have to cower and think scarcity of, oh my goodness, I gotta convince this one person. I've literally been, I've done opportunity meetings when I was building a network marketing business and told someone not to join. I remember I was in Naples and I was doing this, opportunity meeting. This was years ago at a restaurant, my buddy's restaurant. And this guy was just like super nasty and negative. And I'm just like, hey man, you probably just shouldn't join this thing, dude. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, you probably just shouldn't join. Cause honestly, I mean, to me, to each his own, but you seem so skeptical and cynical and negative that I think you'd have a hard time building this. And, it's just my feedback, man. I'm actually just trying to help you. And, maybe you're just having a bad day. I said this to him and, the guy joined anyway, so I couldn't actually prevent him. But I don't think I saw him after that. So I don't know what happened to him, but you don't have to cower. You don't have to feel guilty. Now, I realize that the masses like to attack the minority. And by minority, I mean the trainer, the speaker, the author, the person of success, right? So often, the masses like to attack the individual who is going and do the things that they're not willing to do or just haven't done or not, whatever, playing at, whatever. And it's typical for the person that is playing big to feel guilty or to feel like, oh my goodness, this person doesn't understand me. Let me try to help them. Just don't do it. Don't do it. You don't have to feel guilty. And there's a phrase that I heard from, I forget the guy's name, but he says, go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. It's a great phrase. Go where you're celebrated, not not attacked. I mean, that's a better one, right? So, you know, it's all good. So, you know, the example, I have to share this lesson, by the way, because if you start blogging, if you start speaking, if you start training, if you start coaching, no matter what you do, you can do 52 Facebook Lives a day. You can do 33 Periscopes, 22 podcasts, 15 blogs, and all of them are free. You're still going to have people come after you. You're still going to have people not happy with your services. You're still going to have people that don't appreciate what you're doing. And that's okay. You don't need acceptance and approval. You don't need everyone to love you. Not everybody loves Raymond. Not everyone's going to love you either. And that's okay. Go with the people. Spend the time with the people who do celebrate you, who do support you, who do congratulate you on your wins. That's who you spend time with. And that's how you lifestyle engineer your dream life.
Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.